We present My Music, a musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Schreiber. And here to introduce the teams is Steve Race.
Thank you, such a kind welcome. Please be almost as generous in welcoming John Amis and Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden. Thank you. And say hello to our Soigner score person, Leonie Lawson. John, rousing music for a start.
Yes.
John, the exploit was based on Scampton. The recording there was made in the Philharmonic Hall, Liverpool. Can you fill in a name or two?
Well, if it was Liverpool, I should think it's very likely Sir Charles Groves conducting.
That's right.
But although I seem to know that music, it doesn't rouse me to any memories.
Frank, do you know the occasion?
I think it's one of nature's dams, is John. It's the Dam Busters.
The Dam, yes. Eric Coates' march to the Dam Busters Raid. That's right, Guy Gibson and co. Well, does anybody in the audience know the date of the Dam Busters Raid?
May 1943.
He's got it. May the 16th, 1943. Yep, that's right. That's right.
For that, sir, you needn't come again to the program.
Right, Frank, from something invigorating to something utterly gorgeous. Frank, which composer comes to your mind?
Mozart.
Or was that to your left ear, rather?
No, Zaida came from my left ear.
Oh, yes.
Mozart came from me.
That's right, yes. Well, quite right, yes, Mozart indeed. Can I identify, please, the singer and the aria, because otherwise people are going to be writing letters. It comes from the early Mozart opera, Zaida, and the aria is called... Do you happen to know the name...
Ruhe Sanft. It's one of the most beautiful pieces of Mozart I know.
Perfect.
It's one of the longest tunes, and it is also the only piece of music that Sir Thomas Beecham ever played to me on the pianoforte.
Oh, how nice. Mm. Lovely.
Yes. His left hand was played very considerably before the right.
Which he would not have permitted in a soloist, remotely. Spelt Ruhesanft from Mozart's Zaida, and the lovely singer there was Lucia Popp. Ian, what has this music to do with the Marquess of Salobreña?
I think this is a sort of trick question. That is a guitar playing.
Mm-hmm.
The only sort of Spanish guitarist whom I think you would play, playing that particular melody, would be Segovia.
Well, Segovia became in June 1981 Marquess of Salobreña, named after the town in Granada where he grew up. He became the Marquess of Salobreña.
Oh, wasn't that nice?
So that's who it was playing. Yes. Music by Schumann, of course, transcribed by Segovia, but Marquess of Salobreña.
I went to see him one time when he was in London recently, and I asked him how much he practiced still, because he's in his 80s, and he said, oh, 3 or 4 hours is really enough. He said, when my pupils tell me they play 6 or 8 hours a day, I say to them, either... or they are liars,
or they are donkeys.
Donkey. It's only with John, he knows so much and we always lose.
It is because the anecdotes have nothing to do with the Marquess. Dennis, film music by Franz Waxman. Come back for Norma Desmond. Who was her chauffeur?
Norma Desmond was the name of the film star who was played by Gloria Swanson in the Billy Wilder film Sunset Boulevard.
Which began with that music, yes.
I didn't know that, but Norma Desmond gave it to me and nothing to do with music. And her chauffeur was Erich von Stroheim, who played a former Hollywood star. Yeah. And Max von something, I can't remember what he was von.
Anyway, Sunset Boulevard was the film, yes. Some questions based on the words of songs. John, which work by Walton mentions three proms, or rather alludes to them melodically?
Three proms?
Proms, yes.
P-R-O-M-S?
Yes, yes. Prom, 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 it goes.
It mentions in the text?
No, no, in the music. Prom, 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 dum, da, dum, pom, pom, da, da, dum, pom, pom.
Pom, pom, pom. Don't know.
I'll give you a bigger hint. Dum, da, da, dum, da, dum, da, dum, da, dum, da. In a work by Walton.
Well, that's, I do like to be beside the seaside.
Yes, but it's he uses it in Facade.
Yes, I know that.
Ah, good.
Well, pom, pom. Pom de Leon Pom. And what the funny thing was that he quoted this song, and it was about 15 or 18 years before the firm of Feltman suddenly realised that their copyright had been infringed.
Yes, yes. Frank, what were the last words ever uttered by Miss Otis?
Oh, madam.
Is it one of them? Yes, that's the song.
Yeah, but that isn't the word. I thought it was one of your trickies.
No, no, she was quite misleading. The moment before she died, she lifted up her head and cried.
Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today.
That's the answer. Yes. She passed on
her head.
Well done.
Ian.
I met Miss Otis once.
There was a block of flats where they had, in Maidenville, where they had a notice up. Mr. Otis regrets the lift isn't working.
The lift was feeling a bit way good that day, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Ian, than whom do I now perform more proficiently upon the banjo?
Oh.
Take it back a bit.
Yes, yes. Oh, that's I plays the banjo better now than him that taught me do.
Exactly.
Yes.
That's old, old song. Yes.
Yes,
indeed. Very much like One
Fine
Day.
But not the same.
Yes.
No. This was the banjo song by Vincent Eumanns.
Yeah. And you play the banjo with a prom.
Sorry, that wasn't what you asked me. You asked me, than whom did I play the banjo? Than whom did I play the banjo better?
The answer is than.
Than him that taught me, my banjo master.
Yes, exactly, yes. Dennis, what makes your eyes light up?
No, I can't say that sort of thing, you see. You have to, it all has to do with a song, you know. I don't know.
Makes your eyes light up. Affects your stomach as well.
No, you've got me there. You've got me there, Steve.
Makes your eyes light up, your stomach say howdy.
Oh, I'll chew fly pie and apple pan dowdy.
Yes, you give the man half a mark, why not? It's rather neat. Sitting here as I am at right angles to the piano keyboard, it's much easier to give an example on the piano with my right hand rather than with the left one. Fortunately, I'm a northpaw. This piano medley is like a sort of long fugue subject for just the right hand. Four identifications, please, from John and Frank, as usual. Four from Ian and Dennis. Well, there are the tunes. There's my long fugue subject. First one, John. Yes.
Double concerto Bach.
Yes, that's right. And then...
Brother, can't you spare a dime?
Can you spare a dime?
Can
yes.
you?
Then...
Shut up.
No, not there yet, no.
Down Fang. I think it was a fugue from the 48.
Yes, that's right. The number two
one,
from book
C minor.
One.
Number now, two. Come yeah. on, up, Fang.
Handel's Judas Maccabees.
No. You had it a moment.
Before, Little Brown Jug.
Little Brown
before,
Jug, yes, that's right.
We've got five.
No, you've just given one to Ian, that's all. Ian.
Handel, see the conquering, whatever
yes.
it is.
From?
Oh, Judas Maccabeus.
Yes, that's right. Then Dennis, perhaps.
I think it's called Turkey in the Straw, isn't it?
I've got nine titles that are all okay
well,
for that.
Well, I just put square dance song.
Yeah, I'll tell you the titles quickly in case somebody wants to argue. Turkey in the Straw, Zip Coon, Glasgow Hornpipe, The Post Office, Lady Shaftesbury's Reel, The Haymaker's Dance, The Rose Tree in Full Bearing, Old Mother Oxford, or Kinnegad Slushers. Any of them would have done, but
do
I think of it as a turkey.
Do they all get royalties when you pay?
They divide them up. Ever since 1834, it was first published. Anyway, going on.
I knew that as a Stephanie Gavotte.
You got it? Yes. By Jibulka. That's right. And the last one.
The last one, I have put down, Oh, What a Lovely War, because it was one of the tunes they played in Oh, What a Lovely War. Then how did it go?
Da-da-dee-da-da-da-dee-dee, when you come back again. It's the first line of the song, actually. Oh.
No, I can't remember. Yes.
Leave you, but we think you want to go.
Yeah.
You won't want the mark for that, will you? No, or the half mark.
We won't get one.
Let's go north of the border for some of that fine Scots music, though in your case, John, arranged by Haydn. Very over-arranged. Very Scots. The singer was born in Doncaster, the violinist in New York, and the harpsichordist in London. Can you name them, or two of them anyway?
I didn't recognise the singer, I must say.
You didn't know. It was Dame Janet Baker.
Oh.
Try the violinist born in New York.
Itzhak Perlman.
No, Yudi Menuhin. And the harpsichordist born in George Malcolm.
You're doing well. Keep it.
Well, I might be able to imitate George Malcolm. Would that be worth half a mark?
I don't think so.
No, neither do I. Are you sure? I thought Menuhin was born in San Francisco.
No. According to my reference books, anyway, in New York.
Oh, okay.
Frank, my favourite Scots singer, or rather my favourite singer born in Scotland, is Kenneth McKellar. He's singing here about an island 10 miles south of Barra, 2.5 miles long and 1¾ miles broad.
Il yo ho boy, let her go, boys, bring her head round now all together. Il yo ho boy, let her go, boys, sailing home, home to Ming.
Frank, how big is Mingalay?
You've done it again, haven't you? Tricky questions. You said...
I told you, yes.
You said before.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, you don't need reminding, shall
no,
you?
No, probably not. Have a guess. Go on.
It was 2¾ by 1½, or 2½ by 1¼.
You got it. 2½ by 1¾. You see, you do know how big Mingalay is.
Yes, yes. And it was 10 miles south of something else.
Yeah, at least, yes. 10 miles south of Barra. Ian, Moira Anderson for you, OK?
Mm. When Sandy, Jock and Janet are up and got and leer, they'll help to guard the boat here and lift an oar care. The boat here rows, the boat here rows, the boat here rows, the wheel, and muckle luck attend the boat, the muckle.
song, The Marlin and the Creel. As a good Scottian, can you tell us what you do with a marlin spike and what you do with a creel?
Yes, I think I could.
Good.
I don't think a marlin spike is particularly Scottish, but a creel is usually associated with Scotland. It's the place where if you've been lucky, as I have never been lucky, to catch something of a good size, you would put it in your creel to take it home with you.
Your wicker basket for fish.
Yes.
Marlin spike?
A marlin spike is on a ship to something to do with rope making or splicing.
Yes,
you put it in between two strands of rope. And
separating strands of rope in splicing, yeah. Dennis, according to the record label, three men had a hand in writing this next song. Which of them was the singer that we hear?
Just a wee dog and Doris. Just a wee young, that's all. Just a wee dog and Doris. Before we gang the war, there's a wee wife be waiting in a wee bus and then. And if you can say it's a brobrach moonlich nech, then you're all right.
Didn't hear that.
Ian said it was his manager doing the band call.
Taking the rehearsal. Yeah. Lovely idea. It wasn't
Sir Harry Lauder, and Sir Harry Lauder had shared this fortunate coincidence with Al Jolson that all the songs he gave most prominence to happened to be ones where his name was on the sheet music. It was one of the other men, besides Harry Lauder, but I don't know who they were.
It was recorded in 1911 by the three writers were Harry Lauder, Gerald Grafton and Whit Cunliffe.
Oh, Whit Cunliffe.
Who was the singer we heard there, 1911. You can rescue your mark by Ian telling us, Ian, what is a Doc and Doris? What do they mean?
Well, it means a wee dram. I'm ignorant of the actual Joch and Doris, but it's a wee dram before we gang awa.
How Doris got into it?
I know what a button bin is.
Yeah. Oh, do tell us, yes.
A button bin are the two rooms of a little crofter's cottage. Oh. One is the one where you eat and the other is where you sleep.
I'm probably sticking my neck out here, but it probably is the Gaelic.
Mm. It's Dioch, actually, isn't it?
Dioch, of course.
I've probably involved myself in a lot of mail from Scotland saying, you didn't ken that.
You get dirt
somewhere wants to hear from you.
You'll often find references to place names in songs. In fact, some places are better known through songs than in their own right. You think of Chattanooga or Kalamazoo, Mandalay or the Shalimar. John, a song that mentions France, Russia and Germany, all in the first three lines. A song by Schumann. You think what it is?
It's The Two Grenadiers.
Yes, that's right.
Mind you, I dare say the catalogue aria mentions France, Germany and Italy, doesn't
possibly,
it, in the first few lines?
But it's not by Schumann.
That is very true.
Have your mark.
That is ever so true.
Frank, I'm grateful. What? I'm grateful
the
to
child.
Our no. The place names. This is. I'm grateful to our mutual friend John Julius Norwich. He told me this one. A song that mentions Fishguard. Can you think of a song that begins Fishguard?
It's not sort of celebrated in the song, is it? As a town, it's one of those. Aberdeen to meet you in the taxi, honey. One of those.
Yes, it's one of those. That's right. Comes from
Fishguard. Fishguard.
Fishguard.
Fishguard a swim.
And birds got a fly. Gotta that's fly. Right. That's the one. That's the one John Julius said. It came originally from Paddy Lee Firmer, that idea. Fish got a swim, birds got a fly.
Terrible
poem. Yes. Ian, a song, or strictly speaking, an Act One finale that mentions St. James's Park.
Well, I don't know about an Act One finale, but a song that I've sung for a long time that mentions St. James's Park is, and in the first verses, when you're working in the dark down below,
underneath St. James's Park, down below. When you're working in the dark, it isn't half a lark. When you're working in the dark, down below. It's about the sewers, you see.
Well, I think you'll get that.
I was often saying, if it was a bird song, which it isn't, it'd be the song of the silver-throated sewer flusher.
Yes. Well, why don't we give him a mark? Actually, I was thinking of... I heard the minx remark. She'd met him after dark inside St. James's Park.
Oh, Iolanthe.
Iolanthe, you've got it anyway.
Down below.
Dennis, a song that includes puns on Uruguay, Paraguay and Venezuela.
Oh, Venezuela, meet again. Yes.
Yes, you got this, have you?
Yes.
Must you go Uruguay? Yes. Must I go Paraguay? Venezuela, meet again. I love you so.
He's got hair without a reach of it, flashing eyes and working. South American Joe.
South American Joe was the song.
And the Southland gave Perth to the blues.
That's another place.
Or Kuwait, do you know the Kuwait one? Just Kuwait, Henry Higgins.
Kuwait. Well, we've got people now. Nellie, Maggie, William Taylor, and whoever wrote I Must Go Home Tonight. The final songs this week. Non-competitive, of course, as always at this point in the programme. Frank's song, Wait Till the Sun Shines, Nellie.
Wait till the sun shines, Nellie, when the clouds go drifting by. We will be happy, Nellie. Don't you sigh. Down Lover's Lane we'll wander, sweethearts, you and I. Wait till the sun shines, Nelly.
John Bold, William Taylor.
This is a song from very near where you come from. Yes. I'll sing you a song about two lovers. Oh, from Litchfield town they came. Oh, the young man's name was William Taylor. The maiden's name was Sarah Gray. Now for a soldier, William's listed. For a soldier, he has gone. He's gone, the left sweet lovely Sally. For to sigh and for to mourn. And she rose early in the morning, early by the break of day, and there she spied bold William Taylor walking with his lady gay. And then she called for a brace of pistols at her command, and there she shot bold William Taylor with his bride at his right hand. And then the captain was well pleased what she had done, and there he made her a great commander, aboard ship over all his men.
Thank you. It's Dr. Johnson who came from Litchfield, what? Not Dr. Race.
I had to miss out verses 17 through 24 and 46 through 72, in which it appears that she went drag, you know, in male uniform.
Now, I'm a Lincoln man, not a Litchfield man. Dennis, your song is a good old rollicking chorus song.
It's sort of William Taylor's wife's song.
Yes,
actually.
You did indeed.
I must go home tonight, I must go home tonight. I don't care if it's snowing, blowing, I'm going. I only got married this morning, it fills me with delight. I'll stay out as long as you like next week, but I must go home tonight.
Back to more sensitive sentiments for Ian, when you and I were young, Maggie.
I wandered today to the hill, Maggie, to watch the scene below. The creek and the creaking old mill, Maggie, as we used to long, long ago. The green grove is gone from the hill, Maggie,
where first the daisy sprung. The creaking old mill is still, Maggie, since you and I were young. They say I am feeble with age, Maggie. My steps are less sprightly than then. My face is a well-written page, Maggie. But time alone was the pen. They say we are aged and gray, Maggie, sprayed by the white breakers flung. But to me, you're as fair as you were, Maggie.
Lovely, an anticlimax to tell you, really, but you might like to know this week the victory goes to John Amis and Frank Muir. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were John Amis, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis North. The chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Steve Race, and the programme was produced by Tony Schreiber.